Well, we're coming off another disappointing loss at home. Once again, Lebanon Valley, I think as I spoke last week, did mention it. I think this is one of their best teams in the last 40 years, and they truly proved that, I felt, on Saturday. Very well coached. Jim Monas has done a phenomenal job. He's built that team to where it's at today with his system, and they run it extremely, very, very, very effectively. It seems every week we have another, problem area. And this week it was a punt. We had two punt blocks that directly led to two scores on their end. If we took that out of the mix and a pick for a touchdown, believe it or not, we did not play that poorly on defense. They were coming into the game averaging 405 yards a game total offense. And I think they came out of our game around 285. So, we seem to be, we're playing hard defensively. But, on the other side of the ball, we're still struggling. We're making some poor decisions. We just really haven't found ourselves offensively. And the kids are working hard, and we are young, in a couple key skill positions. So, we have to improve, obviously, each week and not make the same mistakes. On the bright side of things, James Woodley, our nose guard / three technique, I've been around for a long time. I coached that guy there that just spoke, and he was one hell of a football player, nose guard 1-3 technique for us, one of the best I've ever coached. I had a kid, DeMoss, a couple years ago that was just an outstanding football player, and Woodley will go down as probably one of the top kids that, I think I've had since I've been there. He dropped 25 pounds. He's only down to like 320 now. But he just is as strong as a house. He's a weight room kid. He throws the discus. He's an all-area, all-everything discus shot. And team leader, he keeps us up. And the kid played, if you watched his last three plays, they were just as strong and as good as the first three plays. So, what a great performance he had. And he's won some accolades, in the conference for that. This week we're traveling to Wilkes, very similar team to us. They started out pretty well, as we did, non-league, struggled a little bit, and now they're really starting to put it back together. Frank Sheptock does a great job there. They're back to running the ball like they normally do, and it's going to be a challenge for us, most certainly defensively. But one thing for sure, our kids are just a great, 127 kids on the team. They're each and every one of them. We were practicing last night till 9, 10 o'clock, and it was a great practice. So we're really blessed to have that going, and we're really anxious to get a win, get back on that winning track and try and finish the season with a couple wins. Injury-wise, Joe Favinger, our all-conference, all-everything linebacker, pulled a groin in the second quarter against Lebval. He played the second half, but he was probably around 70%, not practicing yet at all this week. And our nickel and dime pass kid that we have that's very good, Keith Wilson, actually on Thursday blew his ACL out when a scout team kid decided to cut him from behind. So that hurt, okay, but we have two freshmen right now playing, and they did a nice job against Lebval. Any questions?
I mean, their mental focus is...
It's really... I mean, what we have is a real good mix of, freshmen, sophomore, seniors. And, I think what's happening now, and we rotate, we keep the process going. I think the hardest thing is to have a senior and, cut down on his reps, and cut down on his plays. But I think we're very honest. We evaluate film. We sit them down. We give them grades every Sunday. And, I think when you handle it that way, they're disappointed. But I think they still have a tremendous amount of pride in them. And they're giving us a great work week.